You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our pastor, the Reverend Charles D. Twyman. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. The message is simply entitled Psalms 100. Psalms 100. This particular psalm perhaps has been memorized by more Christians than any other psalm except Psalm 23. For the psalm is a fitting climax to the collection of what's called royal psalms, Psalms 93 and 95 to 100. And it sums up their emphasis on God's sovereign rule, his goodness to his people, the responsibility of all nations to acknowledge him, and the importance of God's people exalting and worshiping him. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Shout unto the Lord, all ye lands. Now the truth is that while this psalm was written for the Jews, it was hopefully to reach the Gentiles as well, for it was the Jews' obligation to let the Gentiles know of their God. Shout unto the Lord, shout unto Jehovah, shout unto Yahweh. And then it has become the church's responsibility to fulfill the Great Commission and go into all the world and teach. Amen. But we're not done very well, church. How can we go into all the world when we can't even go through our whole house? Amen. The very fact that many of us in here right now have unsaved sons and daughters, unsaved family members, unsaved wives and husbands is a testimony that we are not doing what God told us to do. Amen. And I know you'd feel like, well, God didn't call you to preach, but you have to understand that since you came into this church, these lights have said nothing, but they've been shining all the time. You are to go to your house and shine. Amen. People need to see you shine. Yes, sir. They need to see the goodness of God in your life. You have brothers, you have sisters, you have cousins, you have nephews and nieces who don't know nothing about your God, don't know nothing about church. You have not said anything to them because that's a touchy subject, but you ought to be glad to tell them that you've been saved by the power of God. I know I'm right. Every child of God needs to testify. That's why our sons and daughters are so messed up. Amen. They have no sense of God. They have no fear of God. We failed. Go into all the lands. But it starts in your house. It starts in my house. It starts in the church. And there's some churches that they're just going through the motions. That's all. But go into, make a joyful noise, all ye land, because there will come a time. The Bible said everyone will come together. Amen. There will come a time where the glory of God shall fill the earth. Amen. Amen. Whether you help it or not, it's going to fill the earth. Amen. John said, I saw a number, could no man number. The glory of God shall indeed fill all of the earth. So the idea is to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Everyone should make a joyful noise unto him and serve the Lord with gladness. Did you hear that, church? Serve the Lord with gladness. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Serve the Lord. Some of you won't serve him with madness. Amen. You don't want to serve at all. You think that God is there to serve you. We're to serve the Lord with gladness. We're to do anything and everything we can with a joyful spirit to serve the Lord. Serve him, whatever capacity. Sir, I know you don't have time. Yeah, I know, amen. You got things to do. But serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. I've been bothered by that one, especially because the reason we bought these screens up here is to put the words of the songs on there, because a lot of you don't know some of the songs we sing. So all you have to do, if you can read, and I believe that most of us can, if you can read, you can just sing along with us. Amen, amen. I know that you sometimes y'all can't carry a tune in a paper bag. I understand that. But I watch you when we're singing, and a lot of you just, you don't move. Your lips don't move. At least you could lip sync, amen. Make it look like you're saying something. I realize some of you can't sing nothing, amen. But you at least can open your mouth and move your lips like you're singing to the words that are up there. We put the words up there to help you. And I'm glad they did, because until they started putting the words up there, I was saying the wrong words, amen. Some of these songs, I was singing the wrong words for a long time. Amen. And somehow we said, well, we need to put up some of these old hymns, because we don't want these old hymns to be forgotten. And they said that when the deacon do devotion, you need to put the hymn. Somebody told me, well, the deacon need to turn around, because we don't know what they're singing. They be making up songs and making up words as they go. They need to turn around and look at the screen. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Deacon Redden. Amen. Amen. Made up a song on the way to church. Here it go, you know. Come on, church, sing with me. They don't know the song. Tell me, that's an old song. That's real old, amen. I've been in church all these 71 years, and I ain't never heard that one. Amen, amen. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. With singing, sing unto the Lord. You're making a joyful noise and you sing. Open up your mouth and sing. The words are up there. The music is playing. What's your problem? Here's the problem. You've got to know that he's God. That's the problem. Some of y'all don't even know who he is. Know that the Lord, he is God. He's God, the Father. He's God. He's God eternal. He's God omnipotent. That means he's all-powerful. He's God omnipresent. That means he's everywhere at the same time. He's God omniscient. That means he's all-knowing. He knows everything about everything, including you. God is sovereign. That means he is supreme. He is self-governing. He does whatever he wants to do because he's God. And then God is immutable. That means our God does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Why don't you know God? Amen. He's God. He has made us. And we didn't make ourselves. I know a lot of people think they have arrived to their particular station in life. And I pulled myself up by my bootstrap. You just a lie. Everything you have, God gave you. God bless you. God gave you life. God continued to give you a breath and a heartbeat. God does that. You didn't make up God. God made you. Everybody in here, God made. And he made you just as you are. Let me tell you something. Either he made you male or female. Stay where you're at. Amen. Be what God made you. Amen.
Tell the truth, yes, sir.
He has made us and that we ourselves, because of his creative ability, everything God made, he made. He made. Just for that, we ought to worship him. Just for that, we ought to sing praises unto him. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We belong to him. He is our owner. Don't you know that the shepherd owns the sheep? Amen. He can direct where they go, where they graze at. He is their protection. Amen. Jesus is our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd, and we therefore shall not want. You stand and you proclaim it. I watch y'all. Some of y'all don't move your lips either when we say in the 23rd Psalm. They put the words up there. Maybe the problem is you can't read. That could be the problem. You can't sing, you can't read, you can't speak. But thank God you're here. Amen. I'm grateful for that. Amen. You don't never come to the offering, but thank God you're here. Amen. He made us. He created everything. And he made you a human being. He could have made you a rabbit. If he had made you a deer, you might have got shot this past week. Amen. You could have been a cockroach. He made you a human being. Either male or female, and you ought to be grateful to whatever God made you and be the best you can, but you need God. Know ye that he is the Lord. Amen. He has made us, and that we ourselves, we are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. Then it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Amen. Now, at the time that they would enter into the gates of the city of Jerusalem, they would enter into the courts, amen, with praise into the temple courts, because that's where they worshiped the Lord at. They didn't go inside the temple, they worshiped him in the courts. But even now, in this time, our church, we don't have gates, but we got gates to the parking lot. And we don't have courts, but we have the doors to the church and the doors to the sanctuary. And how you enter in here, you ought to enter in with thanksgiving. Yeah. That's how you came in this morning, right? You were thankful. Were you thankful when you came in? Were you? I don't know. Did you enter in with thanksgiving? You see, y'all think Thanksgiving is a day. Amen. Y'all done been fooled by the media. Y'all think Thursday is Thanksgiving. Let me tell you, Thanksgiving Day is Thursday. That's a day. That's just one day. Every day is a day of thanksgiving unto the Lord. This Thanksgiving Day on Thursday has five F factors. That the United States, it's food is number one, family number two, friends number three, fun is number four, football number five. Amen. There's five F factors surrounding that, and then you get to go shopping on Black Friday. Amen. Because you get up early in the morning and go shopping for something that you probably won't even need or use, or for somebody else that they won't even want. Amen. And you could have got it online or whatever. Amen. But we understand that it's become tradition. And I have no problem with that. And you can eat all the foods you want. You can eat all the sweets you want, because that's a no-calorie day. We know, don't nobody eat up calories on Thanksgiving Day. Amen. You consume all the turkey, all the dressing. You can bake it. You can roast it. You can fry the turkey. However you want to eat it. You can eat the chitterlings, but you ought to cook some malls with it. Now, if you're going to eat some chitterlings, you got to cook some hog malls with it now. You got to have some coleslaw, some hot sauce. It is the hot sauce that sanctifies the chitterlings. Amen. You don't put no hot sauce on it, you'll be making, you got to sanctify it with the hot sauce. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. Eat your sweet potato pie, your apple pie, peach cobbler, all of those things, all that dressing, all that good stuff. Amen. 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 The diet starts next week. Amen. 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 But that's not about giving thanks to God. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. enter his courts with praise. Let me say, it should have been like this when you got up this morning. Thank you. I'm still in the land of the living. Amen. I know this bed feels good, but I'm going to get up. Thank you. When your feet hit the floor, Lord, thank you. I'm able to walk. Thank you. I'm stumbling in front of me going to the bathroom, but thank you. When I hit the switch, the lights came on. Amen. Thank you. That means I must have paid the light bill. Amen. I turned on the hot water. It was hot. I turned on the cold water. It was cold. I said, thank you again, Lord. I had soap, I had water, I had a washcloth. I was able to shower, take a bath, or clean myself up, comb my hair, brush my teeth. Thank you, Lord. And then nobody had to help me do it. And then I went and clothed myself. Didn't nobody have to dress me. Didn't nobody have to change me. I was able to do that myself. I went to my wardrobe and I picked out what I wanted to wear. And I had a choice. That's another thank you. Because there was a time in my life I didn't have much of a choice. But look at what you've done for me. I got more shoes to wear. I got more suits to wear. I got shirts to wear. I can pick out what kind of tie I want to put on. This morning, I thank you, God, because it was you who made a way for me. And then I went down and I got in the car, Lord, and I thank you for the car. I turned the ignition. That means the battery was up and I had gas in the tank. I had air in all four tires, and I made my way to the house of prayer, and I got here on time, and I entered into the courts with thanksgiving and into the gates with praise. I've come to praise him because of all of the thank yous I have for him of what he's done for me. I woke up. I knew what day it was. I know who the president of these United States was. Do you know some people wake up, don't know that? Don't know what day it is? Don't know what year it is? You're still clothing your right mind. I know it takes, you have those senior moments and you can't remember names and things as quick as you used to, but it'll come to you after a while. Thank God for a memory. Thank God for a mind. Amen. We got a lot to thank God for. There's no sense in being a sour Christian. If nothing else, if you don't have a lot of money, don't have a lot of anything, you still have your soul saved by the power of God. If that ain't nothing to shout about, I don't know what is. That means I am saved for all of eternity. That when this life is terminated, I still will live on and on and on forever and ever, because I have everlasting life. I've been given everlasting life. God has given it to me through my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't earn it. I couldn't buy it in any kind of way, but he gave it to me freely by his grace. And for that I'm grateful, for that I'm thankful, and for that I have learned to have an attitude of gratitude. Amen, amen. That's what you want to, you ought to walk around with an attitude of gratitude. What's wrong with you? I'm just thankful. Thankful for what? Oh man, don't get me started. I tell you, it started with the day when I woke up. Amen. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to God for all he has done. Start telling your children how grateful you are. Amen. I remember that time I first told my children there wasn't no Santa Claus. And they said, what? I said, no, baby, ain't no Santa Claus. They just made that up, that white man in the red suit. No, that ain't real. Oh, no, Daddy, don't tell us that. My children about to have a heart attack. But don't worry, you're gonna get a lot of stuff for Christmas because God made a way for Mom and Daddy to have jobs. And Mom and Daddy going to Toys R Us, and Mom and Daddy going to buy you a whole bunch of toys. And you know what? They ain't never missed a beat. They ain't care nothing about no Santa Claus. Long as they got those toys, they didn't care who brought it. They didn't care if the Easter Bunny brought it in Christmas time. They didn't care who brought it, just long as they got it. Amen. And I found out something a long time ago. The kids ain't so excited about the toys. Sometimes they play with the doggone box that came in. Amen. They just glad to get something. Because they get it by grace, because they've been bad all year long, but now you give them something by grace. But don't look at the kids and shake your head. You've been a mess too. God gave you his grace. Most times we did not deserve it, but God gave it to us anyhow. Every day is a gift from God, whether we deserve it or not, and we ought to be thankful in it. Yes. Listen. Let me throw some more Bible on this. I love this passage of scripture in Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. It says, rejoice evermore. Always rejoice. Rejoice evermore. Did you get that? You have to understand there's a spiritual joy within us. We are to rejoice because we're not just creatures of comfort. We are creatures who need God. And we have a right to rejoice every day and rejoice all the time. Be joyful always. I wish to God that Christians were joyful always. Pray continually. That's what it said. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Pray continuously. Amen. Don't ever stop praying. And in your prayer, before you ask God for something, thank Him for what you already have. It may not be a whole lot, but it's something that God gave you. And you need to be appreciative to God. That's when you develop this attitude of gratitude, when you feel you owe God something, because you really do. You owe Him everything. Oh, you think you're self-sufficient? No. You see, we live in a world now that where people feel like the world owes them something. A society of overly needed and all too greedy people who want something for nothing or at least as little as possible. I've seen how people react when people give them something. I've heard those dry thank you. Just two words, thank you. We seem to have a sense of entitlement in this country where we feel like everything you're supposed to have. I remember not too long ago, we had a lady come into the church, into my office, and she had her little son with her, and he seen my peppermint jar candy on my desk, and he looked at me and looked at the jar, and then he looked back at Mama, and she said, is it okay? Yeah, you can have one. Go ahead. So he was smart because when he opened up the jar, he got the candy, and he took the first one to Mama. I said, oh, he's gonna be all right. See. He know where his blessings come from. He gave that to Mama. That one for you. Now I'm going to get one for me. And he got the candy out the jar. And his Mama started laughing. And she said, I remember about 20 years ago, and I was in here after church every Sunday getting out that same jar, that candy. I said, that's the one. Now I have a son, and he's getting it out. She said, now what do you say? And he looked at her, and he wondered for a while. And she said again, what do you say? Mom was trying to condition him. Oh, he thought, thank you. Thank you. But it was a conditioned thank you. And I know it starts off like that when we condition our children to say thank you. What do you say? You teach your children how to say thank you, but that doesn't give them a thankful spirit. See, we need to have this attitude of gratitude and a thankful spirit because thank you, our thank yous mean more than just saying it. It has to be more than lip service. It has to be a matter of heart. It can't just be politeness, because that's what we do a lot of times when people respond. They just do it out of politeness. Amen. And even politeness sometimes has grown cold and has gone old, and we don't even see that anymore. Amen. I'm thinking about this story about that lady on the bus, and she had her packages, and she was at the end of the day, and she wanted to sit down so bad, but there was a young man. He's finally seen him. He got up and said, here, ma'am, you can have my seat. And she was so overcome by his generosity that when she sat down, she fainted. She was shocked. She fainted. And so when she came to, she said, oh, thank you so much. Then the boy fainted because she wasn't used to nobody thanking him. Amen. We've come to that time where people don't say thank you very often, and they so don't mean it when they say it. And we need to learn how to rejoice and be thankful for everything we have. No matter what it is, we need to form this thankfulness down in our spirit, not just a conditioned thank you, not just a response to people's generosity, but a thank you that comes from way within. Listen. Romans 8:28, and we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So we know that somehow, whatever situation we're in, God is working it out. Philippians 4 and 6, don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need, always asking him with a thankful heart. Or in the King James said, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. In other words, in your prayers, you need to salt all of your prayers with thanksgiving, thanking God for what you already have. And I've told you many times, it ain't about you jumping up to get your blessing. It's about you getting down on your knees and thanking God for the blessing that you already have. Amen. It's God's will that every believer becomes a fountain of praise. And that he or she will believe that if you live life in a thankful spirit, God at all times and all circumstances, the Lord will bless you. Amen. We need to focus our attention not on the things that we don't have or the people are not in our lives, and but we need to rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, be thankful every day, no matter what our circumstances is, because God can change the circumstances. For we know all things do work together for those who love God. Amen. And if you really believe it, then you don't have no problem in thanking him. Quit crying. Quit complaining. Quit fussing about everything. And just start thanking God. I dare you to just start thanking him for the little things that you forget to thank him for. The things that you take for granted that you feel you're entitled to. Stop thinking about those things and start thanking him, because it didn't have to be like it is. You don't have to have everything that you have if it had not been for the hand of God giving it to you. Amen. Think about his goodness. I dare you. I dare you to get by yourself sometime and just mull it over in your mind and think about all the things, where God has brought you from. And you need to do that every now and then. You need to just sit by yourself and think about some of the rocks and reels he's brought you over, the mountains you've had to climb, the things you've had to go through. Amen. Say, thank you, Lord. And it won't be just a thank you from the lip, it'll be from the heart. Thank you. I didn't think I was going to get through it, but you brought me through it somehow. I thank you. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Come that way and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Thank him and tell him about himself. Bless his name. Say, God, I love you because you're merciful. Because you're gracious. I love you because, Father, you look beyond my faults and you saw my need. I love you because you're almighty. I love you because you've done everything for me. I love you because there's none like you. Oh, you got some cause to praise God and to bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. His name is holy. Bless his holy name. Well, the Lord is good. The psalmist ends saying, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. It never runs out. And his truth endureth to all generations. He'll always have truth. Amen. I was thinking about one of the hymns that we sing sometimes, this doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But the last verse says, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. Come ye before him and rejoice. All people that on earth do dwell, serve him with mirth. His praises tell. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Praise him. Amen. For the Lord is good. Praise him. His mercies endure forever. Praise him. His truth is everlasting, endureth for all generations. Praise him. Praise him. We've come to a place now that we're trying to have church instead of let church have us. Amen. We're trying to get our praise on. We're trying to do our church role thing, whatever we're doing. Just let the Lord bless you and praise him. Come with the right attitude. amen, into his courts with praise. And this 100th psalm is a blessing if you learn to memorize it. But it's not good just to put it in your mind. It's better if you can put it in your heart, and that you remember these things and you do these things, and that you'll be grateful unto him, that you'll be thankful unto him. And if you can think of nothing else to be thankful for, then be thankful for Jesus. Amen. I know that a lot of people will be going through the motions this coming Thursday. They may even go around the table and they will talk about what they're thankful for, because that's what they normally do. They say, someone will say the blessing, they carve the turkey, and they said, I'm thankful for this, I'm thankful for that. But every day, you need to be thankful, because God saw you in your sins. God saw you on your way to hell. God saw that you was lost. And he sent his only begotten son to come and die in your place. That's what he did. If you can't thank him for nothing else, you ought to thank him for Jesus. Because Jesus came down here from 42 generations. He came to suffer, to bleed, and to die for you and for me. They took my Jesus and beat him with a cat of nine tails. They beat him until he didn't look like a man. Then they nailed him to an old rugged cross. They nailed his hand. They nailed his feet. Put a crown of thorns upon his head. Hung him between two thieves. Hung him between his father in heaven and his mother on earth. And on that cross, he took all of my sins, all of your sins, and died in our place. I can thank him for that. Every day when I get up, I can thank him for that. If you wake me up at 2 in the morning, I can thank him for that. If you wake me up at 7 in the morning, I thank him for that, because I know what he did for me. They took him down from that cross and they put him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there Friday and all day Saturday. But the Bible said early Sunday morning, he got up from that grave with all power of heaven and earth in his hand. I'm going to tell it till they get tired of me telling it, and then I'm going to tell it some more. He died for me, and because he died for me, I must live for him. Tell your children, tell your parents, tell your loved ones, tell your friend, tell your enemy, Jesus is alive, sitting at the right hand side of God, making intercession for us. I got a right to thank him for all he done for us. Please stand to your feet. The door to the church.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you. And God bless you.